Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. Happy Monday. Happy new fresh start. You know I love fresh starts of the week, fresh starts of the month, and no better opportunity today than to love yourself more. Every day you wake up and you have the option to love yourself or to choose to not be in love with yourself. And today I want you to love yourself hard. And I have been talking about love a lot lately, especially over the past 4 weeks. I've done a series of Love Yourself. And I wanted to go over the 16 love lessons that I have presented. Not sure if you've been following those, but they're just so powerful, so important. And I just thought I would go through each and every one with you just so that you can bookmark this, reiterate all these lessons, and really try to just embed them into your being and just really truly wake up every day and learn to love yourself more. Because at the end of the day, all you have is yourself, and of course we have others around us, but it really begins with you. And I want you to love yourself so hard, and then it just goes from there and just unfolds and floods out into everybody around you and everything you do. So starting right into this, I have 16 love lessons that I want to share with you. The first love lesson is find something you love about yourself daily. Every single day, I want you to find something you love about yourself. Today, I love blank about me, and fill in what that blank is, whether it's your smile, how well you did in an interview, how well you cooked a meal, how creative you got. Find a blessing, something that you love about yourself. And I really want you to practice this every single day. Make that your morning little routine that you wake up and you just find something. You look in the mirror, you find something that you love about yourself every single day. Love lesson number two, remove but from your vocabulary. I hear so many people that try to give themselves some love and they're like, oh, I'm loving this about myself, but. It's like there's always that but. It's like you're excited, but then it's almost like you can't own that excitement and you have to follow it up with a but. Like, I'm loving my legs, but I can't wait for them to get leaner. I'm loving this, but I can't wait until. Love yourself and be firm in what that love is, and don't follow it up with but. Please remove but from your vocabulary when it comes to loving yourself. Love lesson number three, do not compare yourself to others. This is you versus you, babe. I really want you to repeat this mantra every single day, you versus you. Look at yourself in the mirror, and that right there is your competition. That lesson right there will save you so much grief. Love lesson number four, stop accepting your negative thoughts. Somebody once told me to imagine a typewriter. So like the moment you have that negative thought that pops into your head, that typewriter, you know, that old school typewriter, I guess you could call like a delete button nowadays on our computers. But imagine that typewriter. I like the vision of a typewriter because you can actually even hear it delete as it's going backwards. So as something is popping into your head that is negative and you know better, I want you to imagine that typewriter and you literally just remove it, delete it from your mindset, and follow it up with something positive. The minute you acknowledge that negative self-talk, get rid of it. Love lesson number five, accept your flaws. I know this is easier said than done, but accepting your flaws is so huge in your progress. None of us are perfect. We all have something that we consider our quote unquote flaws. See these as your beauty marks. See these as something that makes you unique. And rather than looking at something as flaw, every single one of you is perfectly flawless, and accept those flaws as something that truly makes you unique. Love lesson number six is please, please free yourself and unplug from social media from time to time. I try to enforce this on Sundays as our Rest and Unplug Day, and I really hope that you guys take me up on it. Maybe the exception is that you plug into our VIP and just say, hey, how's everyone doing? That's your one exception. But other than that, truly unplug, and whether it's a couple hours a day, whether it's 10 minutes a day, whether it's an entire day, really try this. And I know it's easier said than done. I do. And I'm working every single day on this, but it is so, so important. And we get so just overwhelmed and overloaded by social media that does so much more damage than good if you're completely sucked into it and plugged in on a daily basis. So take that time and free yourself. Unplug from social media, please. At least on Sundays. Love lesson number 7 is be patient. Patience, one of our big mantras. We focus a whole entire week on this, and every day that is a word that comes up because so many people want their results yesterday. It takes time, people. So patience, patience, patience. Love yourself enough to trust the process and trust yourself that as long as you continue with your efforts and are patient, you are going to get there. I promise. Love lesson number 8. Don't be so hard on yourself. We beat ourselves up over the simplest things. And I just don't, it really actually really bothers me to see how mean people can be to themselves. Not even, you know, just how cruel you can be to yourself when you're working so hard and then you maybe fall off and then you beat yourself up. I just don't want you to be so hard on yourself. We are all human. We all make mistakes. Just take a deep breath. Give yourself a big hug. Commit to that 5-breath meditation where you just inhale, take those nice inhales, exhales, and just let it go. Just don't be so hard on yourself, please. The worst thing you could do. Love lesson number 9 is make yourself non-negotiable. One of our favorite words. Love yourself enough to find the time in every single day to make sure that you are non-negotiable and being okay with that. You hear this a lot, so you're pretty familiar with the term, but just every day, love yourself enough to make yourself non-negotiable. Love lesson number 10, stop sabotaging yourself out of fear. So often we put the brakes on because we're scared of something and we're held back because of fear. And so often I know people don't even start a program or don't start a workout or don't start whatever it may be because they're just afraid of failure. And they're scared that if they jump on and then they quote unquote fail, but remember there's no such thing as failing, we're just learning as we go, then they see themselves as not being successful. So really try to just not sabotage yourself out of fear and see the fact that fear is actually that's what's going to bring you closer to your goals and what's going to make you a better person, teach you more about yourself. So really we should be walking the line that's almost like crossing over into failure, if so to speak. You want to walk that line of, I know this is really scary and I totally could fall off, but this is where the growth happens, is walking that line of fear. Don't be afraid of it. Become fearless. You saw me jumping out of that airplane and it was the scariest thing ever, but I did it and it was the most incredible, freeing thing to really fight that fear, and so much came out of that. So become fearless. Love lesson number 11. Faith it until you make it. I love this one. You hear a lot, fake it till you make it. And I loved the faith it till you make it, because you really have to just believe in yourself and just really put yourself in that person you want to be. Put yourself into that life you want to live and just have faith that as long as you're every day, you're feeding yourself with the positive feedback, the positive self-talk, all these things, have the faith that as long as you're faith, have this faith and are doing it on a daily basis, you're going to make it. And that picture that you have in your head is going to become your reality. So faith it till you make it. Love lesson number 12. Don't take yourself so seriously. Laugh, joke, have fun. We've talked about this a lot when it comes to especially hormones and whatnot. There's so many times where you want to either cry or laugh. It's one or the other. It's like that extreme emotion where you're really going to go either way. It's one extreme or the other. And just don't take life so seriously. Have fun. And again, a lot easier said than done, but those times when you really just want to throw in the towel, just laugh a little bit. When you find yourself bloated and full of water and you just literally want to cry because you've been working so hard, just let it go and laugh about it. A little bit of laughter goes a long way. Love lesson number 13. Eat mindfully. This is really important, not only because you are what you eat, but so often we're so busy, we're so on the go, we're throwing down our food, we're not even like really aware of what we're eating. The next thing you know, it's gone and you're almost like, oh my gosh, did I even eat my meal? What just happened? So eat mindfully. Before you actually eat your food, really just take note of the nutrients that you're putting in your body. Like, be very mindful, unplug from social media, get yourself away from a computer, practicing this as I'm speaking, because it's so easy to just eat on the go, eat as you're working, and just mindfully eat, not only being present with your food, but also put love and attention into everything you do. We're getting very into getting creative with our cooking and getting creative with the meals that we make. And there's just so much love that goes into that. You know, if you have an herb garden or just really using that main ingredient of love in everything you're doing, rather than just whipping up your meals, like enjoy the process, because truly what you're putting in your mouth is really having an effect not only on how your body looks, but how you feel. And just take pride in being mindful with your meals and your food. Love lesson number 14, breathe deeply. This is a big one. And you guys all know I love my weekly yoga sessions, but the power of the breath is so important. And so often I feel like we are looking for this sense of relief. We're looking for this external sense of how to get out of stress, or when you're feeling anxious, people tend to lean on food, drugs, medicines, shopping addictions, food addictions, all these different things that are trying to fill this, like this sense of anxiety or feeling overwhelmed. And it's incredible. And the most amazing thing to think that you have all of the answers, all of the ability to calm those emotions, to calm that anxiety with the power of the breath. And oftentimes we don't have the patience to focus on that breath, because you're like, okay, that inhale and that exhale, that takes all of 3 to 5 seconds. How do we not have time for that? But it's so hard for us to slow down in this day and age that we keep over consuming with things, with thoughts, with tangible things, with material things. And it's a pretty powerful, incredible thing to think that we have the power of the breath, which can literally move that anxiety and those feelings out of our bodies. The power of the breath is magic. And I don't know how many of you actually do take me up on those yoga sessions, do take me up on those meditations. We were really good about doing our 2-minute meditations daily. It will reset your brain, your mind, slow down your thought process, slow down your heart rate, and really just allows you to be more present with everything you're doing. So breathe deeply, really take that breath. And just know that the power of the breath is magic and the cheapest thing on the planet. It's right there. It doesn't cost money and it is powerful. Love lesson number 15, get comfortable with the impossible. Discomfort is a sign of growth. Learning to accept discomfort as this amazing opportunity to grow, to learn, and to be a better version of you. We're always tempted to be held back by our thoughts, our emotions, our experiences, but we really have to trust that fear of failure and the impossible, or what we think to be impossible, is actually the catalyst for this amazing growth that's about to happen. So there's a quote that I love, and it says, "It's impossible," said pride. "It's risky," said experience. "It's pointless," said reason. "Give it a try," whispered the heart. So give it a try and just learn to get comfortable with the impossible. And that is where your growth, your transformation truly happens. Love lesson number 16. This is our final love lesson of the day. Do yourself up. We get so comfortable, at least I know I do, with the bun, the hats, the, you know, you're too busy to take a shower and get yourself dolled up. Who has time for that anymore? But I have really learned that in times of just feeling kind of blah, in times of feeling a little off, the best thing that we can do for ourselves is to just get done up. Take a nice shower, do your hair, throw on some mascara. That's like the extent. That's the extent of it for me. Some mascara and some lip gloss and I'm good. But just do yourself up a little bit. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, glam up every single day and, you know, go the whole distance with your glam. But just take pride in showing up. And especially for me as a busy mom who works at home, I can get away with not necessarily glamming up on a daily basis. But I found that it is a true fact that whenever I'm feeling a little blah, and I just take that extra little bit of attention and time to take a shower, to just put that extra pride in throwing on some perfume, throwing on some lip gloss, it really does change my entire day. And just those few actions makes me that much more productive. So love yourself enough that even though you're beautiful, raw, bun up, love yourself enough to just take that extra pride to do yourself up every now and then and just shine a little bit brighter. So this concludes our 16 love lessons. I hope that they've really hit home for you, at least maybe some more than others. But re-listen to this, maybe write them down, these 16 love lessons. These have really made an impact in my life and I know are going to change your life if you can start to just take on these lessons and learn from them, really just try to embrace them every day, write them down, really try to practice them to where they become second nature, to where you wake up every day and you find that one thing that you love about yourself. You practice patience, you practice meditation, the breath, the powerful movements of that. You throw on some lip gloss, all these different things that may seem like a lot, may seem a little overwhelming right now, but they're actually very simple things that are going to help you show up a little bit better, show up to be the best version of yourself every single day, and to just keep the love vibes flowing. They don't need to start and end on February 14th. They can flow throughout every single day throughout the year, and we're going to keep them flowing. But I really want you guys to practice these 16 love lessons and just know that you have everything in you to love yourself every single day. And it truly does not matter what the world around you is doing, what people are saying. If you have that unconditional love for yourself, nothing else matters. Nothing anybody says, nothing you see on social media, nothing else matters if you have that true unconditional love from yourself. Then everybody else's love is just icing on the cake, but it all starts with you. So I hope that that resonates with you. And the G in me sees, honors, loves the G in each and every one of you. Take these love lessons from this little podcast, our mantra this week, and love yourself hard. Can't wait to see you guys real soon.